We begin the current daf, Masechta the Shavuos daf Chavav. We begin on the top of the Yamid, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of the previous daf in the Mishnah, where although we had been assuming up until now, all the way from the first daf in the Masechta, from the first Mishnah in this Perek, that Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, that in regarding to oaths of bitoy, of utterances, that there's two which are written in the Torah, which are Lahaba, as we're going to see in the Gemara from the Pasuk, where it says to do or not to do. Then there's also two more that are included for the past, to be chayav a korban el biyared. However, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, our Mishnah quotes an opinion that disagrees with that. And he says, "Ein chayav ela al ha'asad lav." You know, the liability of a korban el biyared, where a person has this lapse, this unawareness of regarding the oath that he took and he violates it, is only regarding a future, in regards to I will eat, I will not eat, but it does not apply to something of the past. In contrast to the other opinions, which is the Shehin Arba that we were always mentioning, which includes even the two from the past. So that the Gemara explains by quoting a Braisa. Turn about and learn the Braisa. The Pasuk Meyikra says, and this is a Pasuk that the Gemara is going to be quoting in detail. So this is a Pasuk Meyikra, Parakeh Pasuk Dal, it says, "Oy nefesh kisi shave levati bisvasaim," or if a person will swear by uttering with his lips, "Lahara oyle heitev," as the Gemara quotes in the Pasuk. The Braisa says, to do bad or to do good, "L'chayla sheyevati ad mishvu," whatever person is going to enunciate in an oath, "and v'nelem emen," and he forgets about it, "v'hu yadin," and he finds out that he violated his oath, "v'ashem," and he's guilty, "l'achas mele," for one of these things. So says the Braisa, it says, "Lahara oyle heitev," he takes an oath to do bad or to do good, which tells us, I would only know that the Shavuos Bita is only liability if he had sworn to do something bad or something good. Something which is neither good or bad, like just throwing a pebble into the sea. How would I know that if someone violates that oath too, he's going to be liable for the korban el biyared? If he does it by mistake, Tamalimus, the Pasuk teaches, the Pasuk starts out by saying, or if someone's going to swear by uttering his lips, which sounds like in any situation, whatever the utterance is, whether it's neutral or not. And therefore you see, it's not only for good or bad, it's even for something that's powerful. Now, continues the Braisa, "Inli el lahaba," but from I would only know from the context, from the wording of the pasuk, that it's only regarding the future. I will this or I will that, because that's the wording, that's the tense of the pasuk. "L'sha'avim inayin," how do I know it even applies to the past? I did or I did not. Time 11, that's the pasuk teaches. It continues in the pasuk, "L'chala shi'evati adam mishvua," for whatever person will enunciate with an oath, which is what's another inclusionary term, saying not only for the future of, even if it's not good or bad, but even for the past. That's the Rebbe Kiva. However, Bishmol Leimah, this is the Machlekes in our Mishnah, he says, no, Lahara or Lahaytiv, it says to do bad or to do good, Lahaba. It's only for the future, not regarding violating an oath in the past. On that, I'm Rebbe Kiva, he says, "Him Kain, but if that's the case, you're proving me from the words of the Pasuk, which tell you only Lahaba, not La'avar, then Ainli El Dvar Meshesh Ben Hatavara, then I would only know things that are explicitly good or bad. Dvar Meshesh Mem Harava Tav Minan, how do you know it include, even for future, for things that are neither good or bad, like just throwing a pebble into the sea?" On that, I'm Allah, Rebbe Shmuel said, "Rebbe Kiva, Meribi Akosav," from the extra wording in the Pasuk, as we said, where it says, "Ashiyavati Adam Meshvur," it doesn't say they're good or bad, that's including even if it's not good or bad, even if it's just neutral. On that, I'm Allah, Rebbe Kiva said to him, "Well, then Meribi Akosav Akach, if you're including from the words of Ashiyavati, I nefesh kisishav levat bisvasayim, so then Meribi Akosav Akach, then I have the end of the Pasuk, which has another extra terminology of bitur shvuyah without saying good or bad, should be including not only for the future of power, but even for the past to be liable on the shvuyah bitur too. That's the Braisa. Ask the Gemara, Shapo Kamali Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. Seemingly Rabbi Kiva has a good point against Rabbi Shmuel. It says two times in the Pasuk over there, levate besvasayim, to make an utterance of the lips, which are inclusionary terms, because it already tells you for lahara or lahatev. So one is to include future, even if it's neutral, and the other one is to include even for the past. How come Rabbi Shmuel only includes one and not the other? So that on Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Shmuel, Shashimish is from the Chunni ben Akana, and that is Rabbi Yechanan had a tradition that Rabbi Shmuel was a student of Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. He expounded the whole entire Torah. There's two schools of thought how to interpret a certain prototype of parsha in the Torah, which is throughout the Torah, which is when there's a general statement, a specific statement, and a general. And the Chunni ben Akana expounded in what's known as a klal uprat uklal, which is it's a general a concept, a specific, and then again the general concept. So Iunami Dorish Bechalal Prat, so to his student Rabbi Shmuel, as we're going to see, follows that same school of thought and expounds in the Chalal Prat, and that's where he gets to the opinion that he does. In contrast, Rabbi Kiva, Shishimishas Nachemish Gamzu, Rabbi Kiva was a student of Nachemish Gamzu, Shoyderis Eskola Terakula Bariba Mead. He expounded the whole Torah in a different type of definition. Not as Chalal Prat, but rather as Ribui inclusionary and Mute as exclusionary. So he also expounded the parashas in that way, which, as the Gemara is going to illustrate, is specific to the parasha that we're discussing over here in our pasuk. As the Gemara explains, my Rabbi Kiva the Darsh Ribuya Mu'ute. What is this Rabbi Kiva that you're saying that the way he's learning his opinion in this brisa and of our Mishnah is through Ribuya Mi'ut? So the Gemara says, like we learned, actually a brisa elaborates it this way. It says in our pasuk, Oy Nefesh Kisi Shava, or if a person's going to take an oath, Levate Besvasayim, says the Braisa, Riba, that's an inclusionary term. It seems like any type of oath. Then it says, Lahara ila hate, if to do bad or to do good. Well, that's me, that's exclusionary. It's saying specifically, bad or good, future tense. Then it continues the passing. It says, L'chola shivati adam, for whatever person will enunciate in taking an oath. So Chazav Riba goes back and says again another totally inclusionary term. So you have what's known as ribuy, amiyat v'ribuy. You have an inclusionary, exclusionary, inclusionary term. So that halacha is riba kol, it's including everything. My riba, what's including? Riba kol mili, it's including everything, which according to Rabbi Kiva, as we saw his opinion, includes not only for the future, but even for the past. But then the question is, okay, if it's including everything, so my miyad, then what's the exclusionary term in the middle coming to exclude? So that, as one learns riba, miyad, riba, it only excludes the most, one thing that's the most unlike, which is miyad dvar mitzvah, which in the halachas of shvuz bitu, to be liable on that will be excluding something related to a mitzvah, which that's something that's not possible. A person cannot take an oath regarding a mitzvah, which the same thing would apply, says Rashi, if someone was trying to change something that's obvious to a person to say that this lady is a man, that's something that's impossible, that would be a shvuz shav, that wouldn't be included in the halacha of a shvuz bitu. But everything else, including a shvuz l'sha'avah, would be included. In contrast, Rabbi Shmuel darish klal l'prat. He darshens like his Rebbe, like Rabbi Nachman ben Hakanah, in the general statement and the specific. Because it says in the pasuk, "Ay nefesh kisei shava levatas besvasayim," it says if a person is going to take an oath to utterance of his lips. Well, that's klal, it's a general statement. Didn't define it, it just sounds like any type of oath. Then it says, "Lahara or lahatev," to do bad or to do good. Now that's a prat. It's specifying, meaning it's qualifying the klal. It's not saying that the klal is including everything and then it's excluding. It's qualifying. Then it continues, L'chala shivati adam. But it continues that for whatever person will enunciate, that's chaz of a kol. That's, again, a general statement. Now you have what's known as klal uprat, the klal. General statement, a qualifier, and then a general statement. Iyatadon ilakena prat. So if you learn in a klal prat, as the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel says it, so you could only judge and extrapolate from this halacha and only things that are similar to the qualifier, to the specific, which is lahara lahatev. And what is that? Maha prat meforish laba, just like those two things, lahara oy lahatev, is only for the future, afka laba. So anything that's also for the future, which is a haniklala, which, so what's the extra, if it has to be similar to that, which is for the future, that's only because you will only learn Ke'ina Prat because of we have the last klal. If you only have a klal Prat, so you actually only have what's in the Prat, nothing more. When you say Ke'ina Prat, you're going to include even things that are similar to that. That's the last klal that comes to add on, which that tells us, Lasuya filadvarm she'imen harav atavalaba. It's similar to the prat, which is just like to do good, to do bad, are both for the future. So to anything that's for the future, even if it's not exactly good or bad. And the hani prata, so then what does the specific help in what it's excluding when it's in its qualification? Is lema'ute afil advarm, shesh ben arava tava l'shaver. That's excluding things that are even to do bad or to do good, but if they're in the past, that I did do good or I did not, or I did bad, that's being excluded because that's not ke'ena prat. And therefore, that explains both opinions, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, regarding how you learn it, if it's a ribuy and miut or a klal prat. Now, the Gemara, however, asked on this last opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, but epechano, I'll say the opposite. How do you know what to say, what's ke'ina prat and what's not? You're saying ke'ina prat is like l'haba, where it's just like to do good or to do bad, and you're excluding the past, maybe the other way around. say that what we're including is to do good or to do bad, which is similar to the prad, which is even in the past, and we're excluding the future of things that are not to do good or to do bad. So that on Rav Yitzchak, he says no, because dumya de lahara ila hatev has to be similar to do bad or to do good. Meaning what? In its intrinsic essence, lahara ila hatev is mishe sur mishem bal yachal devarai. The defining characteristic, forget about future or past or good or bad, what's being violated is do not profane your words. Which that sounds like only something that when you're saying that, you could possibly potentially fulfill your oath, which is only regard to the future. Yatzah Sezu, that excludes this situation of the past, She'in Yisuri Mishum Bal Yachal Devar. Where there that prohibition is not because of do not profane your words, that's only something that which you could do and don't end up violating that oath. Ela Mishum Bal Tashakar, in regards to the context of the past, he says, I swear I did eat or I didn't eat. At the moment he takes the oath, then he's being warned, don't say a lie at that moment. Therefore, it's a totally different prohibition. And therefore, the first thing we would include, Ke'en HaPrat, would be something regarding the future of Bayachal Devarai. And again, that's going to be Ke'en HaPrat, which is even if it's not literally good or bad, but that's only for the future, in contrast for the past. And whereas recorded regarding Rebbe Kiva, that he learns that as a Reba Mit Riboy, you can include everything, not only for Labba, but even the Shava. And the only thing he's excluding is for Dvar Mitzvah. Another approach the Gemara gives to explain the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, because we had a difficulty, we said Rabbi Kiva seems to have a good claim against Rabbi Shmuel. So the first approach was, well, because he learns Klal Prat the Klal, that's why he cannot be including Kein the Prat of the past. Another approach of Yitzchak Bar Avanam, he says, no, the Amakra, he says, you know it's from the Pasuk according to Rabbi Shmuel. Pasuk, he says, a nefesh ki sishav levatet bes v'sayim, if a person is going to take an oath to have an utterance of the lips, if you read the wording of the Pasuk, it's telling you, Misha Shvu Kedemis Labito. It's only someone that the oath is before regarding the action of that what he's talking about. V'lo Yishabito Kedemis L'Shavua, but not that you have a situation which what you're talking about already happened before the oath. So Yotzeh Zeh, that excludes this case of the past, where if he says, Achalti V'lo Yichalti, I ate or I didn't eat, where, yeah, even if that's Lahara Lahetiv, it's really from the past, but it's regarding good or bad. There, the action, the bitu of what you're talking about, that action already happened before the oath, because you already did eat or didn't eat, and now you're swearing regarding that. That's being excluded from the pasuk. That's the second approach for Rabbi Shmuel, why he's not like a bekiva, why it's not difficult, even though it seems to be too ribuyim, because the pasuk, according to him, is telling you, has to be kisishav levate. The oath has to come before what you're talking about. But if what you're talking about came before the oath, that's not included in the halach of Shavuos Bitu to be chayim, a carbon oil of a yared, if someone by mistake violates that oath. Now the Gemara continues by quoting a braisa that expounds on that same pasuk with different halachas. Tanma, learn the braisa. The pasuk that we quoted before, the way it's read is, L'chola sheyevati ha'adam, that the person, if he takes an oath to do good or to do bad, for whatever he's going to enunciate in his mouth, bishvua, with an oath. And then, as we said, v'nelemimena, if he gets about it and he violates it, v'vuyada, and he finds out, v'ashem, la'achas meil, then he's liable for one of these things. The Bryce expounds the words together of a ha'adam bishvua, the person in his oath. In other words, he has to be a person at the time that he's taking the oath, meaning that he has to be conscious, which tells you prat la'anis. That excludes if, let's say, he was beyond his ability, in the sense of, as the Gemara is going to explain, at the time that he took an oath regarding what was in the past, he takes an oath, he says, yeah, I swear I ate. And he thought that he was actually saying the truth. Turns out that he didn't, but he thought he was saying the truth. So that's something, as we'll see, Anse Libe, that he really thought he was saying the truth, which the Gemara is going to ask later on. If that's the case, then how do you ever have a case of the liability of a carbon el b'yarid of the past, which is how Rabbi Kiva holds, shgoga l'sha'avar, I swear I did eat or I didn't eat, how you can never find that? If he knows he's amazed, if he doesn't know, then you're saying you're calling him an einus, he thinks he's telling the truth. But be that as me, that's what says the braisa, adam b'shvu, he has to be a person that is taking the oath, which means to say that he has to be fully cognizant, which is pratla on this. Then the pasuk says vinelam, and it slips his mind. Prat lamezit, that excludes amezit. If someone deliberately lies regarding the shvuas bitui, he's not going to be chayav a carbon el b'yerid. And it says vinelam mimenu, that he's going to forget, which tells you shenes almu mimenu shvua, that he forgets that he took an oath and then he violates what he swore regarding, that's when he's going to be chayav a carbon. Which the Braisa continues and says yochal shenes almu mimenu chayvitz. You would think that there's two elements when someone takes an oath. I swear I'm going to eat that loaf of bread. And then he goes and he, by mistake, violates that. There's two elements. Either he could forget that he took an oath, but he knew that this is a loaf of bread, or that he knew that he's not allowed to that he took an oath, he's not allowed to eat that loaf of bread, but he forgets, he doesn't realize that that is a loaf of bread. And that you would think, if let's say he has the halama, the labs of awareness, in the object, not in himself, that would also be liable for a carbon el biyarid. That's what the Braisa, the pasuk teaches you. It says b'shvua v'nelam, which is that the lapse is regarding the oath, which is al helam shvuah chayv, that is only liable for forgetting about the oath. Ve'in chayv al helam chayvitz, but he's not liable for forgetting about the object without the oath, as the Gemara is going to explain later on. So now the Gemara goes through to explain the halachas of this brayso. Amamar, the brayso said ha'adam b'shvuah, the person in the oath. Prad la'anis, that excludes if let's say it was something that was beyond him. So the Gemara explains heichadam. What does that mean? What does it mean that a person, obviously the person is saying he's conscious, but what does it mean that he was honest? So the Gemara says, Kedrav Kahana v'Rav Asi. Ki hava kaimim mekmeid d'Rav. When these two Talmid Chacham were in front of Rav, Mar Amar Shavua Sadahachi Amar Rav, one of them said to the other one, he says, I swear that this is what Rav had said. Umar Amar Shavua Sadahachi Amar Rav, and the other one said, no, I swear that this is what Rav said. Now, Kiyasla Kamei d'Rav, when they came in front of Rav to show who is right, Amar Kechad Minah, he said like one of them. So the other one said to Rav, I swore falsely, I violated a Shavuah Sheker. Amalei said to him, no, Libcha Anos Ansach. Your heart was honest, you thought you were swearing you were swearing truthfully. That's like what we said is a case of where it's not a Shayig, he was an Einus. And therefore, since he really thought he was saying the truth, therefore that he wasn't violating the Issa of the Shavuah Sheker, regards to a Shavuah Bita, that's what's being excluded from Ha'adam B'Shavuah, Pradla on this. Then the Braisa continued and says, V'nela Mimenu, that it gets eluded from him, which the Braisa says, Shenes Alam Mimenu Shavuah, which is that if he forgets about the oath, which the Braisa says, Yochash Shenes Alam Mimenu Chayvit, you would think if he forgets about the object, that it also be Chayiv, Tamalayim B'Shavuah V'nela Mimenu, that's what it says, regarding the oath, that he then forgets about it, which tells you, Al Helm Shavuah Hu Chayiv, is only liable for forgetting about the oath, V'nela Chayiv Al Helm Chayvitz, but he's not liable if, let's say, he remembers the oath, but he forgets about that this is the object that's forbidden. So the Gemara tells us that Machko Lebe Marava, they scoffed at this, they laughed at this halacha in Eretz Yisrael in the West. Because Bishlem Mishvuah Mishkachas Lebe Leichavitz, we could understand how you could have you forget about the oath and not forgetting about the object. Could go into Amma, for example, if someone says, Shvuah Shlo'echel Paschin, I swear I'm not going to eat wheat bread. Ukasavir Shlo'echel Kama, now he thinks that he said, I will eat. Where the Shvuah Se'inchi, where he forgets about the oath, but Cheftedach, he remembers that this is wheat bread. So that's definitely a legitimate case to say that you can be chayiv for forgetting about the shvuah, even though you don't forget about the object. El chayfitz b'lei shvuah hechadam. How could you ever have forgetting about the object and not forgetting about the oath? You'll say, could go into Amar, shvuah shlo'echel paschitin. For example, let's say someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat wheat bread. Ukasavish shal sa'im kama, and he thinks that he said that he's not going to eat barley bread. The shvuasei dacherle, where he remembers his oath, but chefte inchi, so he remembers he took an oath, but he's forgetting about what the object was. That says the Gemara, kiven the chefte inchi lo, but if you tell me he's forgetting about which object the oath was on, hainu halam shvuah, that's forgetting about the oath, because that's not the oath that he took. So how can you ever have forgetting about the object and remembering the oath? Once you forget the object, you already forgot the oath. Elam Rebbe Laza, therefore Rebbe Laza said, Davada Achasi. No, they're both the same thing. In other words, you cannot have, as the Braisa seem to indicate, that to have forgetting about the object without forgetting about the oath. And therefore, that's not an appropriate Tanoic text. And therefore, one has to omit that from the Braisas, because it's not possible to have Halama Shevitz without having Halama Shvuah. Now, Maskvel Rav Yisuf, however, Rav Yisuf asked on those who scoffed in this narrative Yisrael. So you're saying Alma Chavitz Bli Shvuah Loi Mishkachas La? That what? It's not possible to have forgetting about the object without forgetting about the oath? But that's a reverse of Mishkachas La. I could find such a case. For example, someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat wheat bread. V'hoishid yodli l'sal litol pa'asarin. And then he sticks his hand into a basket to take out barley bread. I only swear I'm not getting wheat bread, I'm going to eat barley bread. V'also b'yodli shalchidin. And it ends up being barley, ends up being wheat bread. But k'svar m'sarim, he v'achli, he thought it's barley bread. He thought, oh, this is where the barley bread, he sticks his hand and he eats it. And he eats the barley bread. He remembers his oath, and he remembers every part of the oath. I swore I'm not going to eat wheat bread. But the object that he's eating in violation of the oath, that he doesn't know. Because he's not aware that that is wheat bread. He thinks that's barley bread. So says Rav Yisrael, what's the problem with that halacha? That is the case of the braisa, where you only have halamas chifetz, and you don't have halamas shvua. That's where the braisa is saying that one is not going to be chayv, come that'll be yard. To which Amalei Abaye answers to Rav Yisrael, he says, wait a second. The case you're describing, klum mechayevis le carbon elo, for what is this person going to be liable of carbon elo b'yard according to what you're saying? Amai de tavas b'yadi, on what he's holding in his hand. Because that's what he's eating, that's violating his oath. He's eating wheat bread. Now, helim shvuhu, but says Abaye, that is forgetting about the oath. Because if the guy remembered the oath, he wouldn't eat this piece of bread. So obviously when he's eating the piece of bread, that's considered not only forgetting the object, it's forgetting the oath too. And therefore, says Abaye Travers, that wouldn't qualify for the case that the Brice is trying to tell us. Lishna Achrina, a different version of what it was, that Omalei Abaye Lav Yisav, Abaye said to Rav Yisav in response, he says, Saif, at the end, carbon to kamaisi Allah the high pass, the carbon that he's going to be bringing for consuming this piece of bread, in regards to this bread, mi'es helm shvuhu, ultimately it is forgetting about the oath. In other words, he thinks that his oath was not on this piece of bread because he thinks it's barley bread. So it's not just forgetting the object, it's forgetting the oath too. And the rabbi says, no, you haven't answered the question of those who laughed at in Eretz Yisrael on this halacha, the brisa, how do you have helm chavitz without helm shvuhu? To which Rabbi Yisrael, Amalach Rabbi Yisrael would tell you that no. Kivin dechi yadalei dechitin hu parish minei. If you told this guy that this piece of bread is wheat bread, he would have separated. So helam chevetzu. That must tell us that he's never forgotten anything about the oath. He knows the oath. He just is not aware of the object. And therefore, that's the case of helam chevetz without helam shvua. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael says that would qualify for the case of the braisa, which that's the halacha. It's telling us from Menelim Imenu that only if he forgets about the shvua, but if he forgets about the object, he's not going to be chayev a carbon oil beard. Now, but the Gemara continues on this halacha and says, Boy minei Rav Merav Nachman. Rav asks from Nachman, helam zebe zebe yodimah. What's halacha? Okay, you said Helam Shvua is going to be Chayev. Helam Chayevitz is going to be Potter. What if he forgets about both? He forgets about his oath, and also even if he knew about the oath, which was, I'm not going to eat wheat bread, he forgets that this is wheat bread and he thinks it's barley bread. You have both Helam Chayevitz and Helam Shvua. What's Allah in that case? So later, Rav Nachman said to Rava, well, Hari Helam Shvua b'yad v'chayev. The guy forgot about his oath. And that's the qualifying feature that the pasuk says v'nelam emenu. It says b'shvuah v'nelam emenu. If a person forgets about the oath, so then that's the chiyuv of carbon oil b'yarit. To which Rava said back to Rav Nachman, but Adrav, to the contrary, hari helam chevitz b'yadu pater. But the guy forgot about the object, and then that the brisa says if you're forgetting about the object, well then you're going to be pater. So how do you know that you're going to be chayv because you forgot about the shvuah? Maybe he's going to be pater because he doesn't even realize what the object is. So I'm not Vashi. Vashi says, okay, I have a way to figure this out. He says, Chazina, let's see, which we already explained this in a similar fashion in when it came to Helam Tuma Mikdash at the end of Perek Yedias HaTuma Daf Yutes on the Beis, where he says, look, Imach Mashvu Kaparish, if you would tell him that, hey, you took an oath, and he's going to stop eating, so Hari Helam Shvu B'yad V'chayv. So obviously, the reason why he was eating it, what his forgetfulness was regarding to the oath, and therefore he's going to be chayv. But Imach Meschevitz Kaparish, if let's you tell him, hey, that's wheat bread. And he's going to say, whoa, I didn't realize that what this piece of bread was. So that turns out that Hari Helam Chevitz B'yad V'chayv. That means to say that what he was forgetting essentially was not the oath, but was the object, because you see by just telling him about the object, he separated, and therefore Pater, then he's going to be exempt, because then the primary one was Helam Chevetz. To which only Ravin Lerav Ashi asked, wait a second, Klum Parish Mishvua El Mishum Chevetz? What do you mean? Even when you told him the oath, the only reason why he's separating now is because then he remembers what the object is. And klum parish mechevitz el mishum shvua, even when you tell him what the object is, the only reason why he's separating from the object is because then he also remembers the oath. And therefore, el leishna, therefore it doesn't make a difference. Either one, you don't know when you're reminding him which is the primary thought and what's the secondary thought, because either one, when you're reminding him it's wheat bread, he's got to remember wheat bread. Oh, it's not barley bread. And oh, I have an oath. So either one, when you're reminding one, it might be the other one that's reminding him, and therefore it's not indicative, and therefore rather, as Rashi tells us, the maskana is potter, because ultimately the person does not remember the object, and therefore you have also helm chafetz, which for the person has to know the object, just forget the oath, and therefore it's going to be exempt. Now another question, Baimene Ravim Rav Nachman, as we continue to Amud Beis, he says, Ezuhi shigas shvus bitul shavah, as we had alluded to the question previously, what's going to ever be the case of a person who, according to those opinions, as we said, not like Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva, where for being liable for a carbon elevated on the shvus bitul is not only for the future of I will eat or I will not eat and he ends up violating that, but it's also regarding the past, where if someone by mistake, he thought he was in error regarding the past, where he says he ate or he didn't eat, and if he does it deliberately, so then there's lashes. But if he does it by mistake, so that's what the pasuk is telling us. On that, asked the Gemara, how do you ever have such a case? Because in the Braisa, we had said that you need to have adam b'shvua. The person has to be conscious. He can't be what we call honest, where he thinks he's telling the truth. Where do you ever have a case of a shagig? Because as the Gemara says, idiya, that if he knows at the time that he's taking the oath that he's lying, so mezuhu, so he's deliberate. And the pasuk says it has to be vanellum, has to be that he was not aware. So, in other words, regards to the future, what we call lahaba, so where a person says, I will not eat, at the time that he's taking the oath, he's conscious, he knows what he has to do. But then the vanellum comes later on when he forgets about it at the time that he ends up eating it or not eating it. But in regards to the past, you have to know, it's at the moment that you're saying the words. So if you know, then you're b'mezid. Idaloya, that if he doesn't know, he thought he really did eat or didn't eat, then honest, then you said that's considered honest. That's onse libe, that he thinks he's saying the truth. You said that's not even considered a shagi. So how do you qualify the case of shagi for shvus bitul shavah? So Malaysa, he answered him, he says, b'oimer, it's talking about where the person says, yodea nisha shvu zu asur. He says, I know that this oath is forbidden, because he knows he's lying. But I don't know if I'm liable for a carbon or not. That he's not aware of. Regarding that, he was a shagag. He was not aware that he's michayev a carbon. Which the Gemara asks, Kaman, who's your answer going like? Which that would tell us that the time of the Brisa is Kamunbas, where his opinion is mentioned in Sechel Shabbos and Perek LaGadol. The Amma that he says, Shigigas carbon shma shagaga. Let's say someone violates Allah of Shabbos. So if he does b'shagi, he brings a carbon. If he does b'mezid, he gets the death penalty. Let's say He was not shagig on the actual malacha. It was not by mistake. He knew he was doing a malacha. But he was in error in that is he didn't know that one is liable for a carbon. So on the punishment, he was a shagig. He didn't know about the einish of carbon. Munva says that qualifies to be considered a shagig. So says the Gemara, seemingly the answer you're giving is like Munva's, because this person knows he's bemazed on his shvuah. It's just that he doesn't know about the consequence, about the punishment that there's a chiv carbon el b'yared. On that, you're saying, oh, that would qualify as a shagig on the carbon, and therefore it's going to be considered a shagig. So you're saying it's like mum is not like drabana? So that says the Gemara, fill tim rabban. We could even say that the town of Abra is like drabana. Because ad can le pliga rabbana la the mumbas. Where do we find the rabban disagree with munvaz? Ela b'chol tarah kula. In regards to the whole entire Torah, meaning every halacha, like the halachas of Shabbos. Where there they hold that, no, the shagaga has to be in the actual isra that you're doing, in the malacha. You didn't realize that this is teichin or merakid. And the reason why they hold like that is because the lav chidashu. Every halacha is not a novelty. That's what the halacha is. You have to be shagig in the malacha. It's not enough to be, I didn't know I'm going to get chiv carbon to say that, okay, that qualifies for shagaga to be chayv carbon. Aval hacha, the chidashu, but here regarding the halachas of shvuz bitay, where there's a novelty for astringency, where do we see that such a novel halacha that the Torah is more stringent? The Bechal Terah Kula, because regards to every halacha, la'ashkechan lav de ma'isik carbon, we never find just a classic negative prohibition being liable for a carbon. You have to usually have a chi of misa, like by halachas of Shabbos, and then you have a carbon. And the reason for that is because the alfinim have a desire, because elsewhere the Gemara Darshans, we compare every chi of carbon from the lachas of a vidazara, which just like by a vidazara is a chi of misa, and then you do by mistake, you have a carbon, so to everything. In contrast, v'hocha maisi, here, even though shvus bita is just a lav, it's not a chiv misa, you still bring a carbon when you do it by mistake. So therefore says the Gemara, afel rabbanan maidu, even the rabbanan who disagree with munvaz, b'chol terakul, would agree over here, since it's such a stringent halacha, that here even the just being shagag even on just the consequence of not knowing about the carbon, would also make a person liable for a chiv carbon oil v'yerid. And that's going to be the case of a shagaga of shavuos piti l'sha avar, because although the person knows, but he did not know about the carbon, and that's what's going to make him liable. Now, related discussion, the Gemara says, b'yimenei ravina mirava. Let's say nishba al kikar. Let's say a person took an oath not to eat a certain loaf of bread. And then, in a frenzy, because he was at the throes of death, he was in danger of his life if he wasn't going to eat, he ends up eating the loaf of bread, and he forgets about it. Now, what's the halacha? Because as we were speaking about, it has to be a halama of shvua, not halama of chefetz. Now, this person forgot that he's not allowed to eat this loaf of bread. But anyway, he was in danger of his life. Would that qualify for the halacha of forgetting the oath and violating it, michai v'karbon el v'yerid? So that Rava answered to Ravina, mistaken? He was in danger of his life? Lish lemar. The master should permit him to eat it. In other words, since if he would come to us in court and he would ask the Rav, am I allowed to eat this? Of course we'd permit it because sakans nefashas. So when you're saying a situation when he ate it because he forgot about the oath, of course he's not going to be violating his oath. Because even if he asked straight out and he remembered the oath, you would let him eat it. Ella rather says the Gemara, no, the question is mitzar. Person was in pain, he was very hungry. Now, if he was not, even if he had not forgotten the oath, he would have eaten it. In violation of the oath. Because it wasn't sakan sefer, it wasn't danger of life. But he was in pain. V'achla b'shigiga shvur, but he ended up eating it because he forgot about the oath. But even if had he known about the oath, he would have eaten it anyway. Mai, what's halacha in that situation? On that omalei, Rava said to Ravina, oh, in that situation, Tanini, we learned a brisa that talks about that halacha. The brisa says, shav mi diyasai, if a person would have repented when he becomes aware that this is something forbidden, then maybe karban asher gagasi. Then, regarding such a situation, when he was unaware, and by mistake he violated, then he brings a karban el v'yarid for that. Loi shav mi diyasai, but if, let's say, the person would not have repented when he was aware, which is the same thing in this situation. Even though it ends up being that he was unaware at the moment, but had he even known that this was forbidden, he would have eaten it anyway because I'm in so much pain, then ain't maybe carbon asher gagasa, then you don't make a carbon, even though when you did eat it, you were by mistake, you were not aware, and therefore that answers the question, in such a case, the person would not be chayiv for carbon oil v'yard. Continuing on that pasuk that we were quoting from Amar Aleph, Amar Shmuel, he says the following halacha, gamar b'liboy, someone concludes an oath that he wants to take upon himself in his heart, he has to enunciate it with his lips. And that is, if he doesn't say it out verbally, then it's not an oath. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk, which we quote on the Manalev, levate besvasayim, to enunciate with the lips, only then does it become a shvur. On this halacha, Shmuel the Gemara asks Meisrei from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, the words in the Pasuk are besvasayim with his lips, which tells belay belay, not just if it's in his heart. Continues the Brisa, Gama believe him in I. Where do we know that if he concludes the idea in his heart that it is going to be an oath? Tamalayma, that says in the Pasuk, L'chala sheyavati ad mishvur, it says, for whatever person will enunciate in as an oath. Where you see L'chal for everything which is even in his heart. So you see that contradicts Shmuel, who says it's not enough to be in his heart. But the Gemara first asks on the Brisa, Hagufa Kasha. What do you mean? The Brisa is internally contradicted. Amrit, you first say in the Brisa, Bisvasayim Belebele. It has to be with the lips and not with the heart. Vahada Amrit Gamma Belebele. And then you say, how do you know this, even if you conclude the idea in your heart that it is going to be an oath? On that, Amrav Sheshes, and that Rav Sheshes, and a whole like Kasha. Regarding the Brisa itself, is not difficult. Because Hachikam, I can tell you this is what the Brisa is saying. When the Brisa is saying, the Pasuk says, Bisvasayim with the lips, which teaches you, but not in a situation where if a person intended in his heart that I'm going to take an oath by enunciating with my lips, and that is he did not intend for it to be an oath until he's going to verbalize it, and he doesn't end up saying it out, then it's not an oath. Because even in his heart, he only meant that I'm going to say it out my lips. If you don't then say it out your lips, then it's not valid. That's what you learn it from, besvasayim. But continues the Braisa, but Gama believe Stam, but let's say a person concluded the idea in his heart that I wanted, without saying the words Hashem, he didn't say the words in his heart, he's thinking that I want to take this oath upon myself. And that says the Braisa, but now how do you know that will be considered an oath? Tamalayim alachala shivati, that's what we learn that from, whatever person will be mavati, even if it's not besvasayim. Besvasayim is teaching only if you intended with your lips, and you don't, then it's not going to be. But in your heart, that's lachala shivati. So there, the Brisa is not difficult. But El Shmuel Kasha, according to Shmuel, definitely difficult because Shmuel says it's never going to be an oath in your heart. You always have to say it out with your lips. On that, Rav Sheshes says, no, Torah Tzvei Mahachi. According to Shmuel, you could, anyway, said you had to resolve the contradiction in the Braisa. According to Shmuel, you'll have to interpret it as follows. Bisvasim, the Pasuk says, with your lips, is Veloisha Gama Beliba Lohitzi Paschitin, which is coming to exclude the case if, let's say, a person had intended to enunciate the words wheat bread, Vahitzi Pasarin, and then they end up saying barley bread. That's what we're excluding, where it says that it's whatever person has intending to say bisfasayim with his lips means to say it has to be what he wanted to say with his lips, but what he didn't want to say with his lips is not going to be an oath. So even though he said those words of pasarim, he's not going to be liable for that oath. Continues the Braisa, Gama Baliba Lohitzi Paschitin, but let's say he concluded to say wheat bread. Vahitzi Pastam Minayin. And then he just said bread, he didn't say wheat bread. How do we know that that would also be considered, that is going to be a valid oath of wheat bread? Tamaloyim Lechola Shavati Odin, that's what the Braisa is teaching, that Gama Baliba, what he was intending to say with his heart, that you see, it's whatever a person will mevate, even though he doesn't say specifically what he wants to say, meaning that he'll be forbidden in that case to wheat bread. But none of the cases in the Braisa are going to tell you that you mechayev only include in your heart. What it is telling you is that if you said what you wanted to say, you just weren't specific enough, but since in your heart you intended for it to be wheat bread, then although you said bread, it will only make the person forbidden in wheat bread and not barley bread. What Basim is excluding is if you said what you didn't even mean to say, then you're not going to be chayev in that shvur. So it's not difficult on Shmuel. But the Gemara continues asking Mesavir from another Bryce on Shmuel. Pasuk says in Devarim, regarding a person who takes a neder, a vow, to bring a carbon, it says, Meitzeis vasecha tishmar vasisa. What comes out of your lips you should safeguard, and you have to fulfill that. Says the Braisa, Einli ela shahitzi b'svasav. I would only know what he says out from his lips. Kama v'libe menayin. How do we know if someone concludes in his heart that he wants to bring a carbon that he's going to be chayiv? Tamalema konan divalei. That's the Pasuk teaches. Any person who's donative of his heart has to bring it to the Mishkan. So you see that you are chayiv with gama v'libe, even though you didn't say that with your lips. Says the Gemara, yeah, right. Shani hasel, but there it's different. Nechsiv konan divalei. Because the Pasuk tells explicitly regarding bringing a carbon, anyone who's menadim in his heart. In contrast, for the laws of a shvua, where that's only, as we say, b'svasayim, if you say with your lips. I'm not asking about the enigma, but why don't we learn out from the halacha? Say, just like over there, that neder and your chayiv, even if it's just gama b'libah, so to be every neder and shvua. Says the Gemara, no, mishum to have a truma of a kachim, because the halachas of truma and kachim, truma meaning the truma of malachas on Mishkan, which was people were separating from their own private wealth in the building of the Mishkan. It says over there, kol nediv lev haviyah, anyone who was nediv lev, as we brought, they would bring it, meaning they were obligated just from what they conclude in their heart. And so too by kachim, it says in Chizkiyo, by Sefer Divra Yamim, v'chol nediv lev oilais, that for kachim also, that the obligation is just concluding in the heart. So you have these two halachas that are shnei kesum abam ke'echad, two psukim teaching the same idea. And whenever you have a chol shnei kesum abam ke'echad, im alamdim. Because if it was coming to teach, then just say it once. And of course you would know for that other place and for everything else. Why two psukim teaching the same idea? To tell you that only these two have that halacha and nowhere else. And that's why we can't learn out, come and believe it from there. And to the contrary, you need to be made specified by a shvua. But that is the gemar hanichel manda me'im alamdim. That's only good according to the one who says that you can't learn out from two psukim teaching the same idea. According to the one which is mentioned elsewhere in Shas, that you could learn out from an idea which is mentioned in two different sukkim, what are you going to say? Why don't we learn out Gama Baliba from there? It says, Digma, because have a chulin v'kachim. Because ultimately, those two cases are all kachim cases, karbanos or donating to the Mishkan. And here, what we're discussing, Meshuvah Spita, is chulin, is unconsecrated concepts. You can't learn out chulin from kachim because generally the halachas of kachim are more severe. Maybe over there, when you just gum and believe, you're going to be chayiv. In contrast to a regular shvur, if you just gum and believe, that's not going to be a shvur, and therefore that doesn't contradict Shmuel's halacha. That has to be levate besvasayim, even if you gum and believe, tzarech sheyetz besvasayim, only chayiv in the shvur if you actually enunciated verbally with your lips.